Hello and good afternoon. I'm glad to be here to talk to you about unwrapping the future of cotton ginning. I'm Legina Grove, Vice President of Stover Equipment Company. And for years, we've been working in the best interest of the cotton ginner and the producer to bring you quality farm equipment, such as our module feeders and module trucks. Today, we're taking that commitment even further by offering the Stover Unwrapper GIS as a way to provide an efficient way to process the new John Deere round modules. Harvesting and ginning costs will be reduced by having the cotton in a weather-protected package. With qualified labor becoming such a scarce commodity, a system that can reduce labor has high value to both the producer and the ginner. The value of the Deere round module picker is greatly increased with our ability to process these modules at the gin. As you have heard, the combination eliminates the need for conventional module builders and bull buggies, along with the associated tractors and the additional labor required to operate these pieces of equipment. The round modules will be delivered to the gin with a much more consistent moisture, resulting in reduced drying costs for the gin and improved ginning efficiency. The gin industry will also see lower labor costs due to reduced labor cleanups. The Stover Unwrapper is the first available system to unwrap cotton modules. The entire concept of unwrapping cotton modules as they pass down the feeder floor demonstrates a completely new innovative technology. It is positioned at the front of the module feeder in such a way that it can accommodate round, traditional, or mini modules. The hydraulic arms raise for a rectangular module to move in under them, and at the turn of a switch can change to round modules. The Stover GIS processes the modules as they pass down the feeder floor end to end to provide a constant feed. When a module comes into position, the lasers detect the end and automatically start the process. Here we see the gantry arms in the storage position, ready to start the unwrapping process. Then the side doors open and powered arms and rollers travel around the module. Next, the gantry arms raise the module off the floor and begin the rotating process. After positioning of the module for cutting, a cutter assembly then lowers to the surface and two blades pass over the module surface. After completing the cut, the cutter assembly returns to the center and then raises to a home position. An operator on the side platform grabs one end of the wrap and pulls it while the powered rollers rotate the module. The GIS turns the module until the wrap is completely removed. During this process, the operator can stop the rotation of the module at any time. And then following this, the wrap can be compacted into a brick for recycling. The side gates aid in processing the module into the feeder hood. The gantry travels back and forth on tracks at the same speed as the feeder. This entire process happens in about 3 minutes or less to deliver a feed floor capacity of 70 bales an hour or faster. It is completely computer controlled. However, manual operation is available through the touch screen. Okay. Now we're going to watch a movie. Hopefully it'll work better for me this time. And it is a full screen version. So there we go. So it might be a little bit bouncy. Here you see a clean module yard. The module truck is still the best way to transport and haul round modules. There are other ways that are being suggested. However, your best option and your most economical way is to still use your module trucks and load 4 modules at a time, which have been previously staged together in the field. We've also developed a new style of chain that maintains the integrity of the plastic. The chain shown here is a U-bolt design that has worked very well this past season. Here is a module truck unloading 4 round modules at a time onto a roller bed module feeder. While unloading, we are spacing them as we go. You will see the operator standing on the walkway of the module feeder. He's giving the high sign to the truck driver so that they can work together and put a space between each module. This allows the unwrapper to be able to find the gap and to process each module individually. This is the same feeder unloader and loading operator, resulting in no additional labor to the cotton gin. Next, you will see the module advancing into the opening of the Stover gantry system. Here, lasers will detect the module and it will automatically begin processing the module. All the while, the gantry is still moving along at the same rate of feed as the feeder floor. The sidewalls then open, then the gantry arms begin to lower down, moving into position around the module. During this time, many computer-controlled operations are happening simultaneously to minimize the time and labor requirements in order to provide a constant feed. A combination of 8 hydraulic cylinders, which move the gantry arms, along with 15 hydraulic-powered rollers, are all computer-controlled with electronic feedback that make all the cylinders and the motors perform as one unit. They power underneath the module and lift it off the feeder floor surface. After the module is lifted off the surface, it is then rotated to allow detection of the RFID tag, which is located in the no-cut zone. And then we rotate it 180 degrees opposite before cutting to eliminate plastic contamination. Now you will see the cutter assembly using a rack and pinion drive arrangement, lower to the top surface, and 2 14-inch cutter blades make the cut from center to back and then come forward. After completing the cut, the cutter assembly will return to the center position and then raise to the home position. Next, the operator on the side platform grabs one end of the wrap and pulls it to the side as the powered rollers rotate the module and allow the wrap to be removed. This is the same employee who would normally be removing traditional module tarps and rolling them up. Therefore, there is no need for additional labor. After the module is completely unwrapped, the gantry arms, using both horizontal and rotational motion, along with the powered rollers, gently lay the process module back onto the feeder floor. Because of the round nature of the module onto a flat surface, it tends to break apart after the plastic is removed. This is completely normal. Side doors on the Stover GIS system retract to guide the fractured modules into the width of the disperser hood. After closing the side doors, the entire gantry system retracts back to the home position and waits for the next module to advance and come into position to repeat the process again. Here we see a continuous flow of cotton into the feeder hood. When processing a module, the gantry travels at the same speed that the module is traveling down the feeder floor, thereby allowing a constant flow of cotton into the feeder disperser hood, resulting in full gin stands. Here's a traditional module passing through the gantry. If you ever get the opportunity to go out to a location and see this operate, please do so. This video is neat to see it work, but to see it in actual operation is quite remarkable. This next picture shows how the unwrapper is compatible with conventional modules, therefore making it very easy on the cotton ginner. There's no difference between unloading a traditional or a round module. Nothing changes. Again, at the turn of a switch, you can change between conventional or round modules. The next slides are some locations that we've installed these unwrappers at. This one is at Hoke Robeson Gin in North Carolina. It was installed on a roller bed module feeder. We installed here in 2006, and it has ran well for two seasons. And in an area that can see a lot of rain, Mr. Edens has really appreciated the fact that his modules are maintained in a well-protected wrap, and he's seen a lot of consistent moisture content. This is Mill Creek Gin in Mississippi. This unwrapper ran at 60-plus bales per hour, and they were very pleased with the turnout, the capacity, and the way in which the entire system operated. This is at McClendon Man and Felton in Arkansas. This unwrapper is installed on a Stover moving floor module feeder. We did on-site testing with them in 2005, and then they purchased a system this past season. They unwrapped about 5,200 modules here. I'm very impressive. They unwrapped a lot of modules. And this is at Farmers Union in Missouri. I really like this picture. It's a little bit different view than what we normally see. They ran around 50 bales per hour, and they were very pleased with how well the round modules and the unwrapper operated at their gin. This is in Stoddard County in Missouri. They left all their round modules to the end because they knew that they would be well protected in the wrap while they continued to gin their traditional modules. And after the modules sat on the yard for 2 months and had 12 inches of rain, the moisture content was still between 6 and 8%. Again, very impressive. It was well maintained and protected. And we thank each of these customers, along with all the different sites that allowed us to do on-site testing over the last several years. And thank you for your attention today, and look forward to working with you as we unwrap the future of cotton ginning. Thank you.
Are there any questions for Legina?
And if I don't know the answer, I'm going to defer to my dad. But go ahead. No, go ahead.
Anyone have any?
Anyone have any? I would go ahead and ask one of these probably somewhat embarrassing questions. How much does it cost?
It's around $260,000 right now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
On a moving floor module feeder, on a traveling head module feeder, no, not at this time. It would be too many things moving. At least not that I know of, but you can talk to Jimmy Stover about that. Yeah, you never know. And did that answer your question about the transporting of the modules? It's all going to really depend on the farmer being able to position them in the field together, if they can stage four of them. How they pick them up in the field and haul them to the cotton gin is exactly how they're going to be picked up again and unloaded onto the module feeder.
Thank you.